Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'? It's time.
Have several programs and services that I know that you would find very, very, very conducive and resourceful for you, and that is services that will come and meet the need of your family, of you, the individual. For example, our youth development program, our alternative incarceration program, as well. We have a program for those who are going through domestic violence. So I want you to get online right now, bountifulgroup.com, and I want you to stay tuned because right after this break, I'm going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about focus. Focus. How do you focus when you're on this journey to attaining your life's true purpose? This is not necessarily an easy journey. Some journeys are a little bit easier than others, but the closer you get to that ultimate fulfillment, I must tell you, the most difficult it will be for you. And it's not that I'm speaking it over you and you need to cancel that and I don't want to hear that. I'm just telling you it is what it is. And the reason it is what it is, and it can be easier for some of us than others, but it's because we ourselves have to go through a mental transformation, and you cannot transcend until you've been transformed. So we'll be right back after this.
Same way that my whole world's in your eyes. Ooh.
tonight, my love. Don't you.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Welcome back. You are now back with the doc. And I'm so happy for you joining me this morning. We're going to talk, I'm getting all my little stuff together here. We're going to have a good moment of inspiration today because I want you to be focused. I have never in my life heard so many people dealing with a lack of focus. I think I must know at least 20 people, just personally 20 people, that are dealing with quote-unquote ADD. They've been diagnosed with ADD. The children have been diagnosed with ADD. Just about the whole family has been diagnosed with ADD, and they're having to go and get medication, and it's pretty sad. So today, as you know, as I am the author of the book entitled Pregnant in the Spirit, How to Birth a Life of True Purpose, and my mission globally is to help billions come to realize their life's true purpose, and a large portion of that is going to be attained by one's awareness of understanding how to make it through the journey, okay? The journey is not, you're not exempt from the journey. In life, it's like this. If you want to go from point A to point B, there's a journey, a road you must travel. And in the intangible world, the essence of us, and that intangible experience, because it is a blind journey, it is pretty difficult. But it can be exciting, however you experience it. Again, that's your choice. However you experience the journey is your choice. You can either go on your road trip and hit a storm and cry and hoop holler and scream and be fearful all the way, or you could pull over to a rest stop and wait it out. You can weather the storm. You can just decide to be peaceful and understand, hey, look, I'm just only going to go through this bad storm for a while, and in a little bit I'll come to a place where it'll be wonderful, sunny and cloudy, and I'll be okay. It's your choice how you choose to weather your own journey, okay? So what I want to do is help you to understand what you're going through, why you're going through it, okay, so that you can do it with knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and clarity. Now, this whole focus thing, it can be very, very tasking on anyone when it seems that, first of all, this is a definite process that you go through. I write and teach, help people to understand what I describe the journey as, the intangible four-period process of spiritual pregnancy. And for men, I like to give a journey explanation so that you can really understand it and I can get to you too. So, but in this process, there are certain things that you go through at certain times, right? And the timing of it how you move forward is predicated on how you experience it and how you come to resolve or you actually conquer something or you actually come to a resolution in a certain area. I'll give you an example. In the first period, as your life becomes adjusted to the fact that you're getting ready to go on this journey and go through another transition in your life, which is actually the journey that brings you to another expansion in mind, body, and soul, a transformation in your life, your life adjusts itself around you. Things are expelled that are not going to be conducive for your journey. So in the first period, the objective is for you to let go. And in that period, yes, you may have a real pickle going on, okay? I mean, it's not uncommon that your job's not there anymore, your family, your You may even be going through a divorce. Some of you shouldn't have been married in the first place. You may be going through a divorce. You may be losing a house, whatever it is. You may have lost your car, or you may just be losing friends, or maybe you're going through this experience in your mental where it just seems like it's so much up there that you can't seem to just put your finger on one thing or another. Well, in that first period, the objective is for you to realize what it is that you need to let go of and to let it go, okay? And then in the second period, you don't move forward to the second period, though, until you have let go of those things. So you're it's like sitting at a red light forever until you decide to let things go, and then the light turns green and you move on, okay? So you don't move on until you've let it go. And now when you move on into that second period, now that becomes a period where it's a big aha. You think, oh, God, thank you. And many people, unfortunately, in this period, they tend to move too fast because you just came out of a pickle and you think that everything, you think that you have all of what you need right there in that moment, and you can now move forward with whatever it is that you have created that you want to do, whether it's a business, whether it's a book that you want to write, or a song you want to sing, or whatever it is, you think that all is well and it's time to just go forward, plunge it, and you stop being still. And in the second period of your journey in this, you need to understand that you need to be still, right? Be still, be quiet, don't try to talk so much and try to get validation from other people, etc. Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. In the first period where it's the objective to let go and things are chaotic in your life, you could be very, very, very unfocused. And being unfocused can bring you to a place of anxiety, and then you go into fear, and all of these things begin to happen. One thing, one step at a time. You're fearful, then you're really anxious. What I am saying and sharing with you today, that in that period, it is important for you to just take one day at a time throughout this entire journey. In the third and fourth period, which I have not gone over in detail with you, but I will just briefly state, in that third period where you are prepping and you feel that you have everything that you have been dreaming, you've worked really hard to put together that book, or you've worked really hard to put together that business, you've worked really hard to put together your dream, and you want it to happen right now, no matter what. You don't want to wait. And in that third period of your journey, you're thinking to yourself that because it seems to be taking so long, that apparently every person that's involved in your process, they seem to be just slow poking around. You are mad at them. You're upset with them. And I'm sharing this with you and inviting you to this knowledge today, that you don't have to be upset with anybody, because everybody that's a part of your journey, whether it's people, it's a realization of people that you need to kick out of your life or for a moment, some of them are just out for a moment, whatever it is, they are there for a reason. You are to experience whatever you are to experience with them, and they with you. So don't be so hasty to go getting upset and angry with people, angry at yourself, doubting yourself. No. I want you to take your time and understand that it's objective for you to stay focused. Stay focused on the vision. Stay focused on the vision. And I want to help you stay focused, because it can be very difficult. I'm not oblivious to that. In that fourth period, when you move on to the fourth period, now in each one of these periods, except for the second period, the first, the third, and this fourth one, it can be very difficult to stay focused, because in the fourth one, it seems like you may be in a worse shape than you ever were before you even started dreaming, before you even started the beginning of the journey. So you can get, again, very anxious, going into fear, because the root of anxiousness is fear. So you don't want to focus on fear. You want to do whatever is necessary to move out of that experience, okay? To experience whatever it is that you need to experience in that moment, and then move on. So, now, how do you stay focused? In this experience, your journey, your life transformation, and your transition, your journey to transformation, so that you can transcend to the limits beyond, to the dreams that you are desiring, it is important for you to first, I always invite people to do this, pray this prayer. What God, whatever your desire is regarding my life, let it become strongly my desire, and so shall my plans be established and succeed. Now, you say that when you start your journey, and you get to this point where things must change in my life, and I don't know what it is, but it must change. That's a powerful prayer to pray. Pray it and let it go, all right? Let it go. Now, once you have prayed that prayer, then I want you every day to get up. You have to allow yourself time to be still. Not sit down, pray, or whatever you do. If you pray, if you chant, I'm acknowledging all people in all processes and ways that you pray. I want you to sit down and be quiet for a moment. You put it out there, and I want you to say, what am I to do today? You say this because it's important. Have your book and your paper. Keep a log. What am I to do today? And you write down whatever comes to your mind, that small, still voice. Follow your intuition. Whatever comes to your mind, you write it down. Piece by piece, okay? Don't worry about what it says. I want you to do this. Because when we're talking about focus, okay, some people, we run, and I've done it in the past. I've done it in the past where things were so going, just it seemed like everything was everywhere. Everything was coming at me. All of my dreams, I had a dream, but good gracious, all of the to-do list and obligations of it were so overwhelming. You can literally go into anxiety. You can go into fear because it seems so overwhelming. And then you start analyzing it and thinking, can I do this? I don't think I can do it. Oh, my God, I don't know if I can do this. Well, if I can't do this, then how am I going to make it? How am I going to get money? How am I going to, you know, we start getting focused on money. And you're scared about the money that you think you can't make. And then you're scared about how are you going to lose, you're going to lose your house. Or you're scared about, well, what am I going to do if I don't have a car? Let me tell you something. When you let it go, slow down. Allow yourself to come to a space of acceptance of where life has brought you at that time, knowing that it is perfect and divine for your journey. It's perfect. You are in a perfect place, I am telling you. You are in a perfect place for transformation. And also, if you want to speak or ask me a question about your life, I want you to just dial 1 on your phone, and I will get to you. And I see all of the callers here. So if anyone wants to say anything, you have a question you want to ask about your journey specifically, whatever it is, just press the number 1, and I will get to you. Now, what we're going to do here is, we're going to take a brief break because I've got to pay the bills, right? And then we're going to come right back after this, and I'm going to close it out because this is the morning show. So when we're doing the moment of inspiration, well, yeah, it's a little slower. I mean, not slower, but a little shorter. And I do want you to get excited about this Thursday because this Thursday we have Karen White, I'm Not Your Superwoman. Remember that song, I'm Not Your Superwoman? Well, I'm not going to sing it for you this morning how I usually do. We're going to take a break, and I shall return after this.
Dear parents, much of what we learn in this world comes directly from you.
Whatever your message is, it will become part of us forever.
Please teach us to accept one another. Teach us to respect one another.
Please, do not fill our minds with hatred. Do not expose us to bigotry.
Do not teach us to judge each other
by race,
religion,
orientation, or the color of our skin.
Teach us the concept of tolerance.
Teach us to understand one another.
Teach us to accept people
of different cultures
and persons with different beliefs than yours.
Please help us to create a world
where every man, woman, and child is treated equally.
Dear parents,
please don't teach us words of hate.
We learn from you every moment.
If you use certain words
which might be hurtful to others,
we will repeat that word.
Please don't show acts of hate.
If you act against people of different faith,
we will repeat your actions.
Dear parents, we are your children.
And we are relying.
one another.
Hey, you guys. This is Dawn Robinson from En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose Movement. It's really something that the world needs right now because there's so many people that are downtrodden, and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement is so special because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people, and it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this, and yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life, and I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
Welcome to the Moment of Inspiration. I'm Dr. Princess Adelia. Listen, life throws you a ton of balls, but you must decide which ones you'll catch. There are many of you that are holding on to things that you should let go. Not only such tangible things like relationships, cars, houses, and jobs, but also the intangible things in your life, like negativity, depression, hurt, adverse perspective, your thinking, poverty, and such. Life gives us choices. The choice to hold or release, change or not. I invite you today to make a choice to hold or grab hold of the ball of happiness, openness, joy, prosperity, positive thinking, and the like. The other ones, well, I suggest that you drop them like a hot potato. Let's start right now. Simply, I want you to declare, I am happy, and I denounce depression. I am open to receive truth, and I denounce deception, and so on. Are you ready? It's your choice. This is your moment of inspiration for Dr. Princess Adelia, here with a mission to help you birth a life of true purpose. Are you fit for the journey to true purpose? Well, knowing is way more than half the battle. So I invite you to visit spiritualpregnancy.info, bountifulgroup.com, and princessadelia.com. Thanks for listening, and I love every last one of you.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Adelia.
Absolutely awesome. I am so glad that you're joining me this morning. Yes, we're having our moment of inspiration. Don't you just love it? You know, when I come here to you each morning, or each Tuesday morning, it is such a wonderful time because And every time I speak, I want to come from a space of authenticity and also a space of truth and from my heart. When I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you as if you were sitting right in front of me in a room and we were having coffee or tea or anything of the sort, because it's so important. It's so important also for us to be real. So I don't want you to... In this space, in this time that you are in, I know many of us are going through transformation, and I know that there are so many of you that are going through this journey. You're in this journey, and it hurts, right? It's hurting you. You're wondering why you, and I just want to tell you, why not you? I want to ask you, why not you? You ask for it. You know, life won't give you what you ask for. You ask for it. If you said to yourself that you want to go to another place, if at any point you vision being higher, in a higher place than where you are now, in a happier space than where you are now, then you ask for this. So why trip on it? You ask for it. What we tend to do as people, and I'm going to go just a little bit over, is that a surprise or not? So
So I want you to stay on the line because I am going to go a little bit over those who are listening online. I think you can call right now, 718-766-4227, and you can listen, continue to listen, and we'll probably go over for another 15 minutes, or up to that point. So I want you to, and I want to thank you, those who cannot stay, I want to thank you for listening, too. And don't forget to listen this Thursday. We've got Karen White coming on live this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from 8 to 10. And the second half, don't forget that entertainment with myself, the Doc, and also Momo B. Karen White, you know her. I'm not your superwoman. Y'all, you know that. So we're going to have her on live this Thursday, and we'll be airing on three networks, the J. King Network as well, as on the TJRS Radio Network, and then BG True Purpose Radio, of course. So getting back to this. So this is what I just envision us all sitting around a table and just kicking it, as they say. And I want you to understand that this whole journey thing, it's inevitable. We ask for it, and life gives it to us, and then we cry about it. We cry about it because we don't like the process of change. I was sharing with somebody the other day about the process of being catapulted into the experience of your dream, the experience of your life's true purpose, what your soul has desired for you to do. I was talking to them about this process because it is very... it's very like this scenario here. Imagine a slingshot, okay? The slingshot is its requirement in order for it to sling or to catapult forward. You have to pull the band all the way back. The tighter you pull it back, the greater the catapulting. It's going to catapult even further the farther you pull it back. So you don't trip on that process because you know that is just the process. If you're going on an incline of a mountain, if you're driving a stick shift, typically if you're driving a stick shift and going up the mountain, when you shift gears, that car rolls back a little. And you don't let go of the wheel and say, oh, my God, I cannot believe that the car just rolled back. You don't let it go. For God's sake, you could lose your life because you end up falling to the bottom. But you, instead, you plunge it forward. It's just the process. So when it comes to this intangible experience of transformation, this intangible experience of getting to the place where we're going to catapult into that experience, heaven experience that we so desire. You know, it says that in the twinkling of an eye, you go to heaven. It speaks about heaven in a different, in how it's interpreted. It's interpreted in a different way, how it's written biblically. But it says you will catapult, you will, in a twinkling of an eye, you'll go to heaven. And in life, people always give testimony, those who have been on the journey for a long time and they've been roughing it out. They always give testimony of how all of a sudden everything just happened, right? It just happened suddenly. I don't know. Everything just happened like dominoes. It all kicked in. The last journey that I had shared with you that I was in before, and I share with you how I was on the plane. I was putting things in place. Things were working behind the scene, but it seemed like I was the only one besides my children who knew what was really happening, that would even have faith, because it didn't seem like there was movement when, in fact, there was. I was just in the process. And when I would say that, people would think I was crazy. They're like, she's losing her darn mind. Get a job. Like, I'm trying, but the roads are blocked. You ever been on a journey and the roads are blocked? I mean, seriously, that does happen, you know. But what happens when the roads are blocked on the road? See, in a tangible world, we just take another road. We take the reroute. You know, no big deal, right? We just take another route.
in the intangible world, that road may be, you know, the one that we imagined was the road, like, that looked real nice and pearly. But it's not. The detour is a little muddy. Looks like a swamp. And we're thinking to ourselves, I'm not going over there. So many of you have been stagnated because you won't move to the alternate route. It's going to get you to the same place. As a matter of fact, if you don't go to that place, you're not going to do it. I can't tell you what happened with me. You know, in February, I think it was February 9th that I aired it, or 29th that I aired it. No, February 9th that I aired it, and I shared about the journey that I was in, that I was guided at the, I knew the last place that I had to go, my alternate route, I had to go to the homeless shelter. And I know some of you say, what? Yes, yes. And I'm telling you, it was the best thing I ever did in my life. Ask my children. The best, one of the best experiences we ever had. It was the highlight of the journey. I was so happy, I almost got kicked out. Seriously, I almost got kicked out of the thing. They said, you don't fit the profile. You look good and you're smiling and happy. What's wrong with you? Right? But then at the end of that journey, how things begin to catapult. I mean, it's been a domino effect that can't even tell you how life has brought transformation and catapulted us to the experience that we have been visioning. And it's still going and going and going and going. I am sharing with you. Don't allow for the fact that there are so many things that seem to be coming to you, that you are just so embodied in everything that's coming at you and all of the things that are happening around you where you can't even focus, and then you go and get on the anti-drugs, the focus meds, and I'm telling you right now that's so not good for you. It's really not. And I had even done it myself for a second, like a couple weeks. And I'm telling you, I'm glad I had the experience because it was really not a cool experience. My personality seemed to change. You didn't have to tell me it was 5 hours since I had the medication because guess what? I was agitated, upset, and could tell, hey, it's been 5 hours or it's pushing up on 5 hours. I've got to go get my meds. You become dependent on it, and it is not a good thing for you. I know that there are some times we need to have some help, but I want to tell you that if you take time to meditate, be quiet, meditate, get up in the morning and know in your mind, say, you know what? Say, I inhale focus and I denounce unfocus and exhale that out. We have the power. God gave us that power. So we have that power. We're equipped with it. Activate it. Stop patronizing God. You say you have God, and then you go out and then you act like you don't have anything. And then we externalize all of our experiences, and then we go and get medicated, get drugged up. We're not even ourselves. I don't want you to do that. I'm not knocking anyone who has it. You may feel you need to wean. That's understandable. But a more favorable option for you is to definitely activate the power that you have to bring about that change and to go ahead and accept what is you. You are focused. You are love. You are hope. You are joy. You are peace. You are that end of bag of tips because God said that you are, and that's how you were equipped. I mean, I'm just saying that's what it is. So I want you to be conscious of what you are, who you are, and I want you to go out and act in that power. So start taking one day at a time. Remember what I said. Whatever your desire is regarding my life, and you can say this, whatever your desire is regarding my life and responsibilities for today, let it become strongly my desire, and so shall my plans be established and succeed. I'm thankful for it. Amen. And it is so. It is so. And you move forward and do not draw conclusions on the conclusion. You understand what I'm saying? Do not, whatever it is that you may be guided to do, because you're going to say, what am I to do today? Get your planner out. Write it down. What am I to do today? You write it down. Now listen, you may say to yourself, that you're going to move forward and you're going to do whatever it is that you have to do. And it seems like what you have planned to do, it didn't go that way. I just want you to be very conscious of the fact that you need to follow how you are being guided every step of the way. Okay? So even though you have your list, write that down. That's fine. And keep it there. But don't be so hard-headed to that that you can't follow how the Spirit leads you throughout the day. Because how it leads you throughout the day, and don't draw conclusions on what's going to happen because you were led into this place or that place. It may look like you were led into a swamp, and you're like, oh, no, I know, I thought I heard it. I thought I was following right. You are. It's all a learning curve because you're going to go through some things, and you have to go through the experience. Instead of you being upset about whatever you are experiencing at that given moment, I want you to pray this. What am I to experience in this moment now? I want you to stop. We're going to work on focus. See, when you focus, you're embracing each moment. So we're going to stop and we're going to say, okay, what am I to experience in this moment now? Take three breaths slowly, okay? Do it slowly. Sometimes people can't even do it slowly. And I've been there. I'm like, I'm like, no. I need you to take it very slow. What am I to experience in this moment now? Be quiet, be still, listen, and know that moment now, this moment now, is so perfect. It's so perfect. Listen. You know, we've got this week that's coming up. I love you all. I love all of you so much. I really, really, really do. And I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I really do. And I want you to embrace and listen to the show again. Listen, download, and share. I want you to pass it forward. Pay it forward. I want you to do that. Listen, we're going to listen to Superwoman. I'm not your Superwoman. And we're going to have a very, very brief break. And we're going to have a little commercial break very briefly. We're going to listen to Superwoman by Karen White because she's going to be on this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm so excited about it. So we're going to have a brief break. We'll be right back. I'm going to close it out. I love every last one of you so much. We'll be right back after this.
Have you heard of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement? No? Well, you had better get on board. The True Purpose team is traveling the globe for 10 years with a mission of igniting world peace and true purpose attainment in the lives of billions. Yes, a global transformation is on the way for billions spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. Are you totally happy and fulfilled? Well, no worries. Sadly, most aren't. The True Purpose team is going to serve by bringing transformational weekends around the globe. Seminars, workshops, vendors, resources, and entertainment. It is a time for inspiration. All that you need to make it happen. To push past that harsh reality in your life to attain the seemingly impossible. Depression, abuse, financial lack, unawareness, insecurity, hopelessness, lack of resources, doubt, fear, and unbelief in your life. Say be gone. Because the True Purpose team is coming to you. It is time for global transformation. If you desire change, you must first celebrate in advance while knowing that it is so. Visit us online at bountifulgroup.com. That is bountifulgroup.com. This commercial was brought to you by Bountiful Opportunities Group, a nonprofit organization, and the True Purpose team.
Right, that is Karen White. She's going to be on this Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want you to check her out also online before then. She's got her new CD out that is absolutely awesome. I love her new song, Unbreakable. It's absolutely awesome. I want you to visit her online at karenwhite.me. That's .me, karenwhite.me. M-E, K-A-R-Y-N, white.me. Okay, so I hope that all of you were inspired today. I think I was, too. And I'm thinking about this. When I talk to you, I'm talking to me. Because it's such a huge responsibility and a wonderful pleasure to be able to serve all of you. I just came back, just returned from Africa a few weeks ago. And it was so amazing just being there and speaking to hundreds of youth, of young people in college there. And it was so absolutely awesome and life-transforming to me, for me, where it's really inspired me even further for my mission here for you guys. And I just hope and trust, I pray for you all the time. And I see the transformations that are happening, and we've got to go before I get cut off of this thing. So listen, choose to be happy today. Create some wonderful happiness, okay? I want you to be happy and don't worry about it. If somebody's not doing what they need to be doing and they're supposed to be working for you and handling some things, I don't want you to get upset about it. Understand that you all have a place in this journey, and trust me, at the end of the day, when this particular journey for you is over, because you go through life a few times, but there does come a time where you reach that point, that pinnacle, and it's just wonderful. You stay there for a long time until the day in which you transition on from this life. So listen, I love you very, very, very much, and I'm going to have to close out. I'm going to have to say goodbye for now. And you know what I'm trying to do? I'm going to be very real. Since this is authentic, I'm going to be authentic. I'm trying to find the closing. My closing clip, it's not playing. There it is. I found it. All right. Guys, have a good day. Create some happiness. Give some love. You know, love the ones that hate you. Until Thursday.
Well, I trust that you enjoyed the show tonight. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to download, listen, and share on your iPods and iTunes, as well as follow me here on BTR, Facebook, and Twitter, LinkedIn as well. Additionally, follow BG True Purpose on Twitter and the Global World to the True Purpose Movement on Facebook. I'm Dr. Princess Adelia, your talk show host, executive producer for the True Purpose Development Show, your True Purpose Life Coach here each week with a mission and purpose to help you step by step to fruition to realize your life's true purpose, a life of total fulfillment in mind, body, soul, and spirit, which is what you are. Have a great and fantastic week. I love you all.
and open up its gates, and peace of mind can shine through. Smiled at me when the world was unkind. I'm finally able to unwind. I found the angel, yeah. With no regret, I can forget all about my blues. My life can take direction now, and my mind a clearer point of view. You know you lift me up when I'm torn down. You brought me out of this lost and found. I found an angel, yeah, an angel. I found my angel.
An angel in my eyes.
I found my angel.
I've ever been. We should have never been. Girl, we was better friends. You didn't have to tell me what, where, why, and when. Cause you wasn't my girlfriend. We had a good time. You were combined, yeah. Ooh, give me that good thing. And that's the way I finished. You go your way, I go my way. It was whatever. See the tears in your eyes. Of course I want my cake and eat it till I'm a guy. And of course you don't understand, but you would if you thought like a man.
Cost money and it's so expensive. Versace linen got these women blowing kisses. Leaning on my auto, she's so photogenic. Can I take a picture? She my Mona Lisa. Living like a princess in a fairy tale. You know them people up in Barney show and tell. Bitchy backing out of Neiman, seen a ponytail. Fly carry yellow diamond, you don't know me well. Penthouse at the Trump, sit on Collins Ave. She called an attitude, I had to call a cab. You don't understand this altitude, I'm ballin' at. I'm at the game on the wood, where the owner's at.
So different but the same, boy, you got me everything. Yeah, you show me how to sing. You're the only one to blame. It's such a shame. Yes, you lost the game, you got me out of play.
A tornado flew around my roof before you came. Excuse the mess it made, it usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears before they pour. When I'm thinking about you, ooh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you, you, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? You were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it. Though I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Not in my soul, not in my spirit, keep it alive.
down this road till it turns from color to black and white. Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking for forever. Thank you.
and we can pop all night time. Till the break of dawn. Come on, sing it. So go ahead, put on your bathing shoes. Pop it up, here's a drink or two. Mix it up and you stretch your wig on right. Oh, go ahead, put on your bathing shoes. Pop it up, here's a drink or two. Mix it up and you stretch your wig on right. So come live it up. Life's so long as ever gonna come. Trust yourself. Stretch your stuff out. Yeah, and get the song. Let's work it up and sweat it on. Like we been getting paid and on.
So we live in an age of narcissism, in which we do everything according to what's supposed to happen.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it away from you. From me, from me. No time for moping around. Are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm waiting. It's been a long week, I put in my heart in. Gonna live my life, feel so good to get it right. So I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm walking past the mirror. If you feel it, got my head on straight, I got my vibe right, I ain't gonna let you kill it.
Better than this.
Oh, no, no. Yeah.